Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sean Stockman not only has one of the most beautiful voices in the business, he is a huge sports fan, and it's all about Philadelphia. Sean Stockman on This Lady Loves Sports.
Let's go!
Welcome to This Lady Loves Sports Podcast with Pat Prescott. Sports. She knows it all and is here to talk about it. So get ready to hear sports talk in a way that you've never heard before. It's This Lady Loves Sports Podcast. And here's your host, Pat Prescott.
Hey, this is Pat Prescott for This Lady Loves Sports. I do, and I got another sports lover with me right now.
Yeah, yeah.
He is somebody who I'm sure a lot of you love as well. He is one third of the stellar group Boys to Men, the record-breaking, hit-making group. Sean Stockman joins us today. How you doing?
Hi, Pat. How you doing?
It's so good to see you.
Good to see you.
First of all, how's the family doing? Sharonda and the kids are good?
Family are wonderful. Family's wonderful. That
Everybody's
wonderful. Good. School time now, so we got to wake up now at like crack of dawn. It's ridiculous.
It's funny, you know, because parents get excited when it's time for school to start again. They're like, good, we're sending them off, but it's so much work required in the sending them.
I like
and
the
getting
summer.
Them there and
yeah, because we all sleep till like 9 and 10 and all that. Now I gotta wake up at 5 in the morning.
What can you do? Yeah. And before we get into sports, though, I would love you to talk a little bit about a new venture that you guys have, your indoor playground.
Yes.
I think that was a cool idea.
Yes. It's my wife's idea. I just funded it. It's called
as usual.
Right. It's called Scooty Goots. It is an indoor playground, and our slogan is it's a new way to play. It's in Woodland Hills at the El Camino Shopping Plaza. And right off the Mulholland Valley Circle exit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a really cool 2,400 square foot indoor playground with a huge apparatus where kids can come and run and jump and play and climb
and
swim
safe.
Through a ball pit, and most importantly, be safe. We did it indoors, obviously, one, because the heat here sometimes in LA is unbearable, but kids still want to play. And two, it's a crazy world out here. You got kids getting snatched up and kidnapped and things of that nature. And here at Scooty Goots, you don't have to worry about any of that stuff. We have an air-conditioned, fully secure facility.
Hey, the parents like that, too.
And the parents can go. And as a parent, you can sit at a beautiful desk or you know, that we have provided where you can get your work done and let your kids run around and enjoy themselves. We understand the development of children starts with playing and them being able to imagine and explore and jump and run just like how we used to do it as children.
Mm-hmm.
So even though the landscape of how kids play have changed, it still doesn't negate them from being able to do it. So that's why Scooty Goots was created.
And I tell you, we need a Scooty Goots, the way these kids are stuck to these iPads and phones
right.
and stuff.
It's right. That's right. That's
come
right.
Come on up, y'all.
Yeah.
Take a deep
right.
breath and play.
Put them down. Put those devices down. Let them run. Sweat it out.
Well, I know for you, and let's talk a little sports now. Being from Philadelphia, mm-hmm. I don't see how you could grow up in Philadelphia and not be a sports fan.
Yeah, no, it's kind of like embedded in you.
It's not allowed.
It's not allowed, actually. It isn't allowed. Like it's a cardinal rule.
So tell us a little bit about how you first fell in love with sports. I would imagine it was when you were much younger.
Yeah, it's like when you grow up with brothers and you grow up with other people, other kids, your friends, they play basketball, we play half ball, we play football, like all of those things. Like it becomes just part of your daily routine, and eventually you start to watch it on television. And even though as a kid I was a diehard Eagles fan, I'm not anymore, unfortunately. Go Niners. I used to watch them. Yeah, right. Yeah. I used to watch them, and I used to watch the Pittsburgh Steelers a lot and see, you know, the Jack Hams and the Jack Lamberts and the Lynn Swans and
the
Stallworth and, yeah, you know, all those mm-hmm. guys that I looked up to, and just the amazing things that they did. And just trying to emulate it on the concrete streets in Philadelphia. You know what I'm saying? So it started early. And even now, like, my wife and I are excited because she's a huge sports fan, too, which is one of the reasons why I love her. And
if you're a sports fan, you need to have a sports fan with you.
That
helps a lot.
For sure. It helps a hell of a lot. So we sit on Sundays, you know, we make our food, we sit by the television and we just channel surf which game is on. And, you know, now this is a great time because football season and basketball season is about to start. So, you know,
we're about to reach that sacred time of the year when all four sports are working at once.
Hockey, at once. That's
baseball,
right. That's right.
Basketball.
Oh, it's on and popping.
And football. And it's right on now, and the dog days, and they're starting to fill that in with a lot of stuff too. But I love tennis.
Yeah.
And I've been watching a little bit of Ice Cube's league.
You know, I haven't checked it yet.
Which is really kind of entertaining.
I haven't had time to really check it, but I heard a lot about it. And I heard it. Yeah. Like, that's like pickup ball. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's just televised now. And that was ingenious of Cube to actually put that together. I think it's real cool.
It really, really was.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want you to talk a little bit about growing up an Eagles fan and then turning into a Niners fan, because that always kind of fascinates me. You know, I lived in New York most of my adult life and diehard Knicks fan, even though we haven't had anything to cheer for since Patrick Ewing.
Yeah, right.
Back in the 90s.
Right,
you know, it's been a frustrating ride. And then to move out here in time for the Shaq and Kobe era, and to see a team that I hated before,
right.
You know, being like just winning all the time. It's hard to hate a team keeps winning all the time.
Yeah, yeah. When you're in Rome, you pretty much do as the Romans do, so to speak.
So I've kind of become a Laker fan.
Yeah,
with a little diversion towards the Warriors, because it's hard to dislike those guys.
Yeah, it really is.
Plus, we know Klay Thompson and Michael and his family and all of that.
Right,
So they're kind of friends.
Because Michael used to play for the Lakers, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So,
so now, how did you switch from the Eagles to the Niners, and what did people think about that?
Well, it's funny because I had a couple of conversations with some sports guys from Philadelphia on air, and they understand. Like, they know, first off, I'm Philly till I'm gone. Like, you know, it's in my blood. Like, I'm Phillies, Sixers. Shoot, I don't even follow hockey that much, but I'm even a Flyers fan. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm Philly all day. It's just that when I was growing up, to see the constant disappointment of not necessarily just the team itself, but the organization, the decisions that they made, the trades that they made, and things of that nature. It was almost like,
you sound like you're telling my life story with the Knicks, right?
Yeah. It was kind of like, You felt like there was some level of understanding that you didn't have, and the straw that broke the camel's back for me is when they traded Reggie White.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand Buddy Ryan was there, and there was a lot of egos and a lot of crazy stuff going on that I probably don't even know about during that time. But to trade arguably one of the greatest defenses in the history of the NFL and to disband them was like, okay,
I'm done.
Yeah, I'm done. And again, I don't know. I'm not in the offices. I'm not a GM. I don't know the inner workings or how those gears actually turn, like, in those offices. But to me as a fan, it felt dumb to me. And I was like, you know, I can't do it. Not to mention, segue into why I'm a Niners fan. We've been good friends with the DeBartolo family for over 20 years. And Nathan, who is a huge Niners fan, somehow befriended them. And during the years, we would do events for the Niners, whether it was halftime or whether it's the national anthem or whatever the case is. And we just fell in love with the family, Mr. Eddie and Nikki and Lisa and all of the family that was there. Just treated us just so sweet. And we're friends now to this day. And I think the biggest thing that kind of converted me, you know, you can call me superficial if you want, but I set it up this way just to let everybody know it was deeper than this. But we were in Colorado Springs when the guys won their fifth Super Bowl. And we're taking pictures with Mr. D, and Nate kind of makes a joke and said, man, it sure would be great if we can get one of those Super Bowl rings. Ha 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 ha. Right? Laughed it off. 2 months later,
they said
we were in Dallas.
Are you serious?
Right? And it's funny because Emmitt Smith was there, right? He came to see our show. And our manager comes in. We were four at the time. And he came in with four boxes. And I still have my Super Bowl ring from their fifth championship. And even Emmitt Smith was like, man, I'd be their fan too.
There's nothing superficial about that
right.
at all. You know what I thought you were going to say though?
What?
They got the best colors, man. They got the uniforms are awesome.
No, it's so much deeper. It's deeper than you know, just liking their helmets. It's like we become integrated with the organization and with the family. And even when talking to Steve Young and Jerry Rice, they would just be peppered, you know, in the stadium.
And
they
had some good guys come through that team.
But most importantly, Mr. DiBartolo is one of the sweetest men you'll ever meet. One of the kindest men you'll ever meet. And you can ask that about him through the whole organization. They'll all say the same thing. Dwight Clark, God rest his soul, like just being able to talk to these guys and they talk to you back, and it's not like an ego thing or anything. It's just the energy that I just fell in love with. So go Niners.
Yeah. Well, how do you feel about the whole Colin Kaepernick debacle?
I gotta be careful because I've been verbal about that. And all I'll say is that he has my support and I understand exactly what this whole thing is about, and whether or not someone wants to acknowledge it or not doesn't make it any less viable, his cause. And let's put it this way. We all know why he doesn't have a job. We know why.
It certainly right? certainly has nothing to do with his skill
no,
and his ability.
No, absolutely not. Like there are what, 32 teams in the NFL?
And about half of them need a good quarterback.
Exactly. So,
and the people who they have, touting, or
let's keep it 100, ladies and gentlemen. Let's you know what I'm saying. Let's keep it really, really real, because we live in a world of social media and you know, butt shots, and you know, and everything synthetic or
lots
fake
of nonsense,
and just stuff that just isn't what it seems, and we tend to get you know, flooded with that stuff. Let's not lose focus on why this man does not have an occupation.
And
like
you know, I think that this is the thing that frustrates me about this the most, is that the point is being totally missed by people who I think
completely
would like to miss the point.
Completely.
And want to just, you know, set up a different agenda.
Completely.
Completely different
completely
from what this is about.
He's explained it a million times.
But do you think that maybe there's a different way we should approach this? I mean, because I heard Stephen A. Smith talking about this the other day, that, you know, maybe the time of the anthem protest has passed and it's time to look at another way to attack this where we can actually get something done. And I think that's something to think about. You know,
I mean,
I've heard a couple of players talk about negotiating with their teams to actually give money to families of people who have had people in their family murdered.
All of that is great, but the truth is that nothing's going to change unless the powers that be acknowledge the fact that things need to change.
Exactly.
So you can do all of that stuff, and that stuff is great. And the reason why Kaepernick did that on such a huge stage was the same reason why we marched back in the 60s.
Exactly, to bring attention to the cause.
To bring attention to the cause, to let people know that this is a very serious problem. There are,
and it's shocking to me that in an age where everything is on video and we could actually see these things, that so little has been done. It's just
the world is so dissident. And we refuse to. There's a scripture in the Bible that, you know, describes people sometimes as loving to hear soft words. We don't like to face ourselves in the mirror.
We don't want the bad news.
We don't. No one likes to look at ugly things in the mirror when it comes to them. And the truth is that these United States, this country, has shed a lot of innocent blood, for causes that are ridiculous, for causes that have to do with skin color. And it's never been addressed. It's only been swept under the rug. So what do you think is going to happen? The dust is not going to settle yet until these things are actually acknowledged and dealt with. And it takes two. It can't just take Colin.
Exactly.
It has to take the people that whose attention he's trying to get to acknowledge it. And as soon as they acknowledge it, that's when the change happens.
Well, as soon as we figure out how to make that happen, that needs to happen immediately.
Immediately. But it has to. It takes two. This is a relationship. I look at race relations like a relationship between a man and a woman. If somebody did something wrong in a relationship, that person then has to not only acknowledge that they did the wrong, apologize, and then do the necessary actions to show their sincerity. None of that has happened yet.
And we'd love to believe that it will.
Well, we're going to keep fighting,
see.
And Colin's going to keep kneeling, and other players will keep doing what they have to do until the voices are heard, because it's important and it has to be done.
It is important. It is very, very important. Looking at what's happening here in Los Angeles, boy, some exciting times going on around here.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to Todd Gurley. I had his I had him on my fantasy league last year. And he's the one reason why I won. So shout out to you, Mr. Gurley.
He's not a girly man.
Yeah, hell no. Like, yo, he smashed last season. Yo,
he really did.
I had quarterback points on my fantasy league thanks to him. And yeah, the Rams look great. The Lakers, man.
What can you say?
Yeah, L.A. is popping.
Happy days are here.
Yeah,
again.
L.A. is popping. It's a lot of interesting developments
I'm
going on.
Let's talk a little bit about LeBron James. And I'm talking about LeBron James, the man,
mm-hmm.
because this is a man. I've always said that if you don't like LeBron James, it's probably because he's not on your team.
Yeah, that's all.
I can't
think of any other
reason for why you would not. Someone
right.
who is just such a great example of a human being. I mean, aside from he's a flat-out stud in his sport. But, I mean, just as a man, I have so much respect for this guy.
Greatest player in the NBA right now. I don't know him personally. I have met him a few times, and we've done, again, some events. And you know how the industry is. You run into people. But from a distance, I've watched him. Mind you, there's some decisions that he's made in the past that I personally didn't understand at first until much later.
Like
him going to Miami at first. And not necessarily him going to Miami, but how he did it. Like, I remember being in the studio and watching that whole...
I think the decision was a bad decision.
Yeah. Well,
it
was a bad decision on paper, but the truth is that he did get them two championships. And it actually, because I thinking about it now and looking at the whole chain of events, it almost feels, and this is just my projection, I don't know, but it could have been a thing where he did that to force the owner of, what's the gentleman's name? Cleveland owner? I forget his name. But
Dan Gilbert. Dan Gilbert.
Yeah. He forced his hand to say, yo, get me a team where I can get a championship to Cleveland. Because at that moment, and then at that time when he went to Miami, Cleveland wasn't winning no championship.
Exactly. Even though he was showing up in the postseason every year, because he would drag that team on his back.
There's no iron team. Mm-hmm. So the point is that he had to do what he needed to do to not only solidify his legacy, but to potentially force the hand of Mr. Gilbert to do the right thing by him.
Well,
people don't understand, like, these organizations make a lot of money, and I'm sure Mr. Gilbert was totally fine with his bottom line with the team that he had, because it's about money. Yeah, we ain't win a championship, but boy,
we making some money.
We making merch and concession
and
a whole
ticket.
Right. Can't get a ticket, and he knew that. So he left knowing his power and knowing his negotiation power, and went to Miami. Did a super team with Bosch and Wade, won a couple championships, went back home, gave them the grail.
I really love that.
Yeah, gave them the grail. And now he's at a point now where he's trying to solidify another facet in his life. And a lot of times we don't understand a man's movements because we get emotionally involved as sports fans. That when certain people make certain moves, like you get disappointed and you get mad and you get pissed off at the player and things of that nature. And I think it's deeper than him just going to the Lakers because it's a legendary team. Like, it's everything. Like, he's thinking of his family. He's thinking of all of those things.
It's
he's thinking
all
about
of that.
And guess what? He's thinking of his production companies. Every
and
other day you hear about him.
He's doing.
Yeah,
oh
like
my
he's understood that it's deeper than basketball. And these are the movements that he's making. We look at him as a basketball player, but and I'll even go as far as this. I think that Lauren Ingram lady,
yeah,
from
Lauren
Fox,
Ingram, yeah,
yeah, that the shut up and dribble mm-hmm. statement kind of made him even more fueled to say, you know what, I'm gonna make these movements because we're all more than just basketball players and singers and entertainers and radio personalities and things of that nature. We're human beings. And when you connect with that side of yourself that you were able to connect with because of what you do, you go with what your spirit tells you to do. And we're more than that. We have a moral responsibility as people of status to be more, to do things that whether in private or open, you know, to provide for other people that may not have what we have. We have a voice. We have a microphone. We have a hardwood mm-hmm. floor that people watch us every day. So we should not take that for granted and use it to make provisions and inspire other people to do things behind us.
And you know, that is a personal choice, whether people want to do it that way or not. But I just like the way the man handles himself. The thing I didn't like about the decision was the TV show.
Yeah, I thought it was a waste of time. I would even tell LeBron that. I was like, dude, and I think he knows that.
Of course
I think
he knows
that now.
But I do love that they raised all that money for the Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah.
They did that through
right.
a part of it. So the altruistic thing, I think, is always in his mind.
Right.
But he did what he had to do, and then he kept his word. He came back.
He came back.
Kept his word. And it was not easy for
and
him to give
him
them
ring.
That ring.
He got him the ring.
And got him in the finals.
And got him in the finals after coming back from 3-0?
Thank you.
No, listen, LeBron ain't got, listen, LeBron, if you listening, you ain't got to prove nothing to nobody.
Not
you
a
done
thing.
It. You did that, bro.
Not a thing.
And especially with the school that you did, you opened up, you're doing things. You're doing it. You're doing it right, my dude.
You know what it is, Sean, too? We've watched him grow up. And, you know, this guy didn't have his father around in his life.
Mm-hmm.
He was a kid when he got drafted into the NBA. And this, for once, somebody lives up to the hype.
Yeah.
I mean, because the hype was so strong on this dude.
Right.
You know, the whole King James
thing.
Yeah,
remember
the church?
Absolutely.
And all that stuff
absolutely.
And
absolutely.
All of that. But he has lived up to every last bit of it. And I just feel like we are so fortunate to have him right here where we can watch him play. And if he balls out like he did last year,
oh, he's going to.
It's just ridiculous.
He's going to. That's what he does. I mean, he's still in his prime. And, you know, he's going to be LeBron James no matter where he goes. But now I guess he's also looking at the fact that he is the greatest player in the NBA right now. And he wants to be on the big stage.
Yep.
Ain't nothing bigger than L.A.
Nothing bigger than L.A. And here he is for us to be able to watch all the time.
It's L.A. right now is popping. Like, as far as sports, it's popping. The Dodgers is in.
Dodgers.
Yeah, the Dodgers doing their thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, I mean, I'm a Phillies fan, but I do go to Dodgers games and support.
Yeah,
and,
I'm a Yankee fan.
Yeah,
but you know, I love the Dodgers.
Yeah, and the Phillies are tied at second place right now too. So I ain't mad at that. But
yeah,
you know, so it's but in LA, it's a nice energy as far as sports fans should be very excited.
Yes.
Very excited.
Actually, sports fans should be excited wherever they are. I mean, because you think about it, if you look at the NBA, there are a lot of great teams out there.
Yeah,
and they got the. I mean, you look at your Philly team.
Yeah. You know what, though? It's still a little lopsided, though, because a lot of the West is still stronger than the East. And
It is, but I think we're getting ready to see some interesting movement.
Yeah.
And this is what I kind of like, free agency, for that reason, that, you know, it does make it a little more interesting.
It makes it more interesting.
You don't get to have your people in there, your people forever.
Right.
You know, but you get to collect a whole lot of jerseys from a lot of different
teams. That's true. And you know what? Owners.
You know, the NBA likes that.
Yeah. And as daunting as it is, like, it frees, you know, money, it frees cap money up.
Yeah.
So you're able to kind of acquire certain people. You name the right price, and you might be able to get yourself a quality player. But yeah, Philly looks good.
Yeah, it keeps
shout out to Simmons and Embiid and all those guys that I think we have the opportunity to run the East.
Mm-hmm.
Boston's gonna be a problem.
Yep. But it's going to be fun to watch.
It's going to be great to watch.
It's going to be fun to watch.
It kind of brings back those days of old when I was a kid and I used to watch that whole Boston-Philadelphia, you know, rivalry, which hasn't really dissipated, but our teams took different directions, and now both teams are back on their A game. And, it's going to be interesting. I like Boston. I will admit to that. I like Boston.
Those are two young teams that are going to be so much fun to watch.
A lot
up.
Of potential, a lot of strength, a great coaching, and a legacy behind them. So in Philadelphia, we the same way. We got a lot of pride. We got some great players, great coaching. We learned a lot from the last playoffs. I think there was a lot of inexperience. That was shown not just from the player side but from the coaching side, but it's going to be interesting. Those teams are going to be the teams to beat on the East Coast.
I agree.
Philly and Boston.
I agree. One last thing I want to ask you about, and that is this past year at the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me how you felt as a former Eagles fan.
All right, let me explain.
Let me
break it down though. We were in Australia when we were watching the Super Bowl. Now, mind you, I may not be an Eagles fan, but I am from Philly. And I do understand what being in the Super Bowl means for my city. So when I saw that, first off, and I'm sure a lot of Eagles fans can attest to this, I've never seen in all of my years of living a Philadelphia Eagles team like that. Like, ever. Like, I've never seen the humility. I've never seen
the camaraderie, that was a tight team.
The friendship, the belief in God in all of them, the coaching, the quarterbacks. They were willing to do whatever it took for the team.
A backup quarterback.
And everybody, it was so funny because in the beginning of the season, everybody was like, "Oh, the Eagles are probably, you know, they may do 500, right?" And then we passed that. And it was like, oh, okay, well, you know, will probably get shut out in the first round of the playoffs.
And then when Carson went down, they wanted to say.
Oh, then it was like, oh, yeah, their season's over.
It's over.
And then we got to the playoffs. It's like, oh, well, you know, they won't make it to the first round. Oh, you know, New England's going to kill them. And, like, the whole season. Now, mind you, I'm not a Phillies fan, but I listen. And, you know, or Eagles fan rather, but I listen and the story is just amazing because they basically battled from game one. Everybody was doubting them. Oh, yeah, they look good, but they'll probably, you know, they'll level off at game four and, you know, they'll start doing Eagles things. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I was so happy for them, because the team deserved it. They were a good bunch of guys. There are a good bunch of guys that fought every single game. No game was given to them at all.
They were
even when they were in
like,
first place. Like, yeah, it was
easy to like and respect that.
Yes,
team.
Exactly. And I was screaming my head off in Australia because I was so happy. And I knew, because I'm from the city, how they were going to turn up in that town. Like, I knew it was going to be crazy. I was like, man, I wish I was in Philadelphia right now.
I tell you, it was one of the most entertaining parade things I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
That was so...
You know, it's all these years of frustration and disappointment and anger and all this other stuff. All of this just released on that night. I mean, cops was letting people topple cars.
Because cops, did, you know, they got it. They understood. It's all right. Just don't kill nobody and you straight. You can topple over that Honda.
The insurance companies will be very busy tomorrow.
It'll be fine. Yeah, climb the pole, dude. Just be careful. You know what I'm saying? We get it. You know, and it was such a great energy. And I was happy for the town. I was happy for Philadelphia because it's been a long time coming. And now Philadelphia can say that we are the world champions.
Yeah, you kind of had to be. You know, I'm a Giants fan, so you know, for me to be happy for the Eagles was not that easy. But
everybody was happy for. If you're a football fan, you were happy for the Eagles.
I like a good game. I like a good competition, and may the best man win.
Yeah,
woman.
And I say they punched New England in the mouth.
They did, which everybody enjoyed tremendously. Well, I tell you, Sean, I'll have to have you come back and hang out with me again. Oh, before you leave, though, I would love for you to talk about. I know you're doing some solo stuff now, aside from your work with Boys to Men.
Yeah, I'm doing some.
And he is not leaving Boys to Men, y'all. So let me put that in your head.
Please let's make that
clear.
These
guys are brothers for real.
Yeah, for life. And, you know, that's my group. Like, I can't leave what's mine.
But by the same token, your brothers have no problem with you doing your own thing.
No, not at all.
You know,
they support me and they support what I'm doing. And I have a solo single that's out right now called Feeling a Little Something. I have an album that's coming out. They say in October, but I doubt if that's ever. I think it's going to go later. But it's doing really well so far. It's in the top 20 urban AC. So it's like, I think it's this third week. So it's been doing great. I'm excited. And I thank everybody who supported it. And, this is just me kind of having fun with life, just kind of doing things and on my own terms and kind of brushing off a new path. Yeah. For myself, as a human.
I like it. We will be watching and paying close attention to.
Yes, ma'am.
And you can follow Sean Stockman on social media.
Yeah, Sean Stockman Official. That's my Instagram page. You can follow me on that.
All right. Listen, man, thank you so much for talking with me today.
And thank you.
Hope you'll come back sometime very soon.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you.
This lady loves sports, and so does that guy over there.
That's right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.